Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You can't touch it. You can't see it. It doesn't power machines or pave roads. But without it, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. Welcome to Blueprints of Progress. Today, we explore a human invention so powerful, it shaped not just societies, but our very thoughts. Language. More than just words and grammar, language is the invisible architecture of civilization, our first communication tool, our greatest storytelling device, and the foundation of knowledge, law, and culture. Let's go back in time, not just thousands, but perhaps hundreds of thousands of years ago, when the first sounds began to mean something more. Before words, the origins of language. Unlike fire or the wheel, we can't pinpoint when language was invented. It left behind no artifacts, no fossils. But most linguists and anthropologists agree that language likely evolved slowly, deeply embedded in our biology and social behaviors. Early hominins probably used gestures, facial expressions, and simple vocalizations to communicate. But at some point, perhaps around 50,000 to 100,000 years ago, humans began using complex spoken language with syntax, abstract ideas, and shared symbols. Why? Theories abound. Maybe it was to coordinate hunting, or to pass on knowledge, or simply to build stronger social bonds. Whatever the reason, once language emerged, it became our most powerful evolutionary tool. It didn't just let us survive, it let us imagine. Language and the human brain. Language reshaped the human brain. It trained us to think in sequences, categories, and causality. It allowed us to plan ahead, recall the past, and explain things we couldn't see. Through language, we could tell stories to share experiences, create myths to explain the world, pass down tools and techniques, coordinate large groups of people. In essence, language gave us culture. No longer bound to the here and now, we could now inhabit the past and dream of the future. That's not just communication, that's consciousness. From speaking to writing, for tens of thousands of years, human language existed only in spoken form, but spoken words vanish. So, around 5,000 years ago, in Mesopotamia and Egypt, something extraordinary happened. Humans began to write. Cuneiform and hieroglyphics were born not to tell poetry or love stories, but to track grain, taxes, and property. Writing began as bureaucracy, but it became so much more. From clay tablets and ink on papyrus to alphabets carved into stone, writing allowed ideas to last. It was the first way to transmit knowledge across generations, without needing to remember everything by heart. This was a turning point. Language no longer lived only in the air. It could be stored, copied, transported, and eventually, printed. The power of written language. Writing allowed for the creation of laws like Hammurabi's code, religious texts like the Torah, the Vedas, and the Quran, scientific records and medical knowledge, philosophical works from Socrates, Confucius, and beyond, literature poems, epics, plays, and eventually novels. In short, written language became the foundation of civilization. Empires rose on their ability to record and enforce laws, to send written orders across distances, and to educate their bureaucrats. Writing unified languages, standardized knowledge, and enabled complex economies. It was the software of early civilization, and every scroll, tablet, and book was an upgrade. Language is a tool of power. But language is not neutral. It has always been tied to power. The ruling class often controlled the official written language. Colonizers imposed their languages to suppress native cultures. Religious authorities used sacred languages Latin, Sanskrit, Arabic to control doctrine. National governments promoted standardized speech to unify diverse populations. Even today, what language you speak can shape your access to education, employment, and influence. Language has built bridges but also created barriers. The rise of global languages. As trade, conquest, and colonization spread across continents, some languages expanded their reach. Latin gave rise to the Romance languages. Arabic became the lingua franca of science in the Islamic Golden Age. Mandarin unified China. Spanish followed colonizers into the Americas. And English, powered by British imperialism and American media, became the dominant global language today. But there's a cost. Every 2 weeks, a language dies. Thousands of languages each a unique worldview where at risk of extinction. Language diversity is disappearing fast in our globalized world. Digital age. New voices. Ironically, the digital revolution might help reverse that trend. The internet, social media, and smartphones are giving new platforms to local languages, dialects, and minority voices. People are tweeting, podcasting, and uploading content in hundreds of tongues, of which were once thought to be dying. Language is evolving faster than ever. Emojis, memes, abbreviations, and AI-generated text are reshaping how we speak and write. But the essence remains the same. We use language to connect, understand, and imagine together. Conclusion. From the first utterances around prehistoric campfires to the billion texted messages of today, language is the invisible network that binds us all. It's not just how we talk, it's how we think, remember, dream, and organize the world. Language built nations. Language sparked revolutions. Language preserved our past and makes possible our future. It is perhaps the most human invention of all. Thanks for joining us on Blueprints of Progress. In our next episode, we explore mathematics, the language of logic, the tool that unlocks science, technology, and the secrets of the universe. Until then, keep speaking, keep listening, and never underestimate the power of words.